With your permission. You know what the problem is? The problem with the Gemara says, this Gemara Baba Kama Perka Konesh is based on the sentence in Parashat Mishpatim. The sentence reads like this: Kitetzei Esh, if there is a fire. Matakotim, there is a fire because there are thorns. So you should expect, the Torah should say, the thorns are going to get burned. The Torah doesn't say that. The Torah says, Kitetzei Esh, Matakotim, there is a fire. As a fire found thorns. Instead, the Torah should say, and the thorns are getting burned. The Torah says, "V'nechal gadish, or akama or asadeh." Since the Gemara, you know, it gets first burned. First gets burned the pile of grain. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? Says the Gemara, you know, with the fire coming, it means the tragedy is coming. So the tragedy comes because of the thorns. But start from the holy people. So it means, if you see something, a holy man died, and what did he do? He did nothing. Why did he die? Because somebody else made a sin. But then Hashem is upset. So the fire, the tragedy starts from tzaddikim. People come from shul, a tree falls on them. I never had such a thing, man. I did hear people came from a club, something fell on them. I'm from Yeshua. The Gemara says it's impossible. The Gemara says that somebody goes to do a mitzvah, Masa shluchei mitzvah lo nizukim. You go to a mitzvah and something happened to you, it's impossible. Something was wrong with you. What was wrong with you? Says the Gemara, not only that, says the Gemara, it's also about chazir akan. Also, when you come back from a mitzvah, nothing can happen to you. That's the remedy. It just showed that this is a fire. It's a fire for, because of the thorns. But it starts from the holy people. Okay, with your permission. So let's say, Elohim Nishmat, Avadia Ben. Avadia Ben Sabicha? No, it's his father. What's his father's name?
Anwar.
Avadia Ben Anwar and the other one? Then you can go also tonight. Yeah. So page Aleph in this Haggadah, if you have this Haggadah, this is the opening of the Haggadah. So that paragraph that reads Aramaic, very strange. Again, who made the Haggadah? No one knows. But whoever made the Haggadah, and the Haggadah was accepted, was no Haggadah at the time of Gemara. The Haggadah appeared the first time to the public about 800, 900, a little bit over 1,000 years ago. But no one knows who wrote it and who delivered this and why everybody accepted this. You don't find in the Gemara anything about it. There's nothing, no hint about not in the Mishnah and the Gemara. Well, there's the Gemara and the Mishnah will tell you how, what to do the knife, but not the text. So whoever wrote it, so nobody knows exactly who wrote it, but whoever wrote it decided to start the Haggadah with Aramaic. It's very strange. If it meant to be like people say, you know, this is time that Israel is living in Babylon, in Iraq and Syria, so the whole Haggadah should have been this. You can't just have, you know, one paragraph, the opening of the Haggadah Aramaic, and the rest in regular Hebrew. If it's meant to be for the people that are in exile, and so-called the language that you were talking at that time was mainly Aramaic, so the whole Haggadah should be Aramaic. Like the Zohar, the whole thing is Aramaic. Like the Gemara, most of the Gemara is Aramaic. It says here, only the first paragraph is Aramaic. So what does the paragraph read? It says, Halach ma'anya de'achalu avatana be'aratam etraim. It says, this is the bread that our fathers ate in Egypt. Simple explanation, according to most of the Chachamim, what it means like this. You open up the Seder, you say, you show in the Matzah. You say, you see this Matzah? This is what our fathers ate in Egypt. Just so clear, from the beginning, we have to know, this is nothing to do with why we're eating Matzah. We don't eat Matzah because our fathers ate Matzah in Egypt. It's nothing to do with that. Why we eat Matzah, we'll see later. But again, the opening of the Seder, we pointed the matter and said, you know this, this matter? That's what you ate in Egypt. He says, who cares what they ate in Egypt? It doesn't matter to you. What does it make to you? So come Chachamim and say, you want to know something? The Egyptian says, the Chachamim say, used to give our fathers matter, because matter stayed in the system longer. It means, since our fathers used to be slaves in Egypt, and you have to feed the slave, you have to have energy. So the best thing to give a slave is matter. With all the respect, it's 100% might be true. Again, there's no proof that this was done this way. But Chacham says that's what it means. So even according to that Chacham that says that's what it means, who cares? That's why you have to open the Seder to say, this is the Matzah. I said, why are you pointing at Matzah? Because my father ate in Egypt. So why ate in Egypt? Because the Egyptians wanted my father to have in the system food for a longer time. They gave him Matzah because Matzah stays longer. Who cares about it? They didn't even know that we were in Egypt yet. So who says? That's the opening statement. You have to show the Matzah and you say, this Matzah is the food that my father ate in Egypt. So why? Who cares what he ate? If he ate tuna fish, you have to bring tuna fish on the table. So my father ate tuna fish in Egypt. Again, this has nothing to do with the matzah, because what we're going to eat matzah. But we're going to eat matzah, it's a completely different thing. So that's the first question. The second question is, Kol Tichin Yetev Yochal. I says, again, out of nowhere, first they say, see this matzah? My father ate in Egypt. Whoever wants to eat, let him come. What's the connection between the two sentences? Why did you say the first sentence? Why did you say the second one? It says, whoever wants to come, whoever is hungry, let him come. Call between you, tell your heart. And says, excuse me, if you mean it really seriously, all the Chachamim ask the same question, and says, you should say it on the street, not when you sit at home, and you have a deadbolt on the door, the alarm is set, and you say, nobody can knock you on the door because you have a dog outside, and you say, whoever is hungry, someone is hungry, the dog is hungry. If you really mean it, you go outside and you say, who is hungry? Besides, on Chametz, you know, you should do it, you know, before the Pesach. Before Pesach starts, as well said, you should look for a guest. But not when you sit at the table and you did the Kiddush already and you ate the Karpas already, or in the Fakadari, you don't have it. And it's after Kiddush, it's after the Karpas. And says, you know what? Whoever is hungry, so who is hungry? Who are you talking to? Nobody is here. You should have said it before. You should say it out time, you should say it with the Knesset. Now you say, I was hungry. Kol Tzri Shatev Yiftach. This second sentence means, whoever needs should come and help from Korban Pesach. Again, also Chachamim asked this also, this is not a proper statement, because Korban Pesach has a special halacha that you have to be nominated on the sacrifice before the slaughter the sacrifice. So if it means in time of Beit HaMikdash, they'll be talking about the sacrifice, so then it means that man had to come before the slaughter of the sheep. But you cannot say a statement, listen, whoever needs to come and participate in the sacrifice of Pesach, it was a sheep or a goat, let him come. You can't, you're not allowed to do it. It says, whoever was not so-called a partner in the sheep before may not participate. Somebody came after the slaughter of the sheep, he said, can I have a piece? You're not allowed to have a piece. It says, the Korban Pesach is a special halacha. You must be a partner in that sheep before the slaughter of the sheep. So again, you sit at home now, you did the kiddush, you ate the karpas, says, listen, whoever needs to have from Korban Pesach, let him come. You can't invite him, it's not true. This year I'm here, next year I'm in Israel. Okay, so all the Chachamim said, okay, so what the people in Israel, do they say this statement? You see, you go to Israel for Pesach. I believe Mr. Levy is going for Pesach to Israel. So you can say, Leshana Babarad Israel, this year I'm here, next year I'll be in Israel. Who are you in Israel? And then God Israel says the same statement. Says, why are you saying it? It's a lie. Listen, you can say, I'm not really here permanently until Mashiach will come, but you can say statement, this year I'm here, next year I'll be in Israel. You're in Israel. We have 6 million Jews in Israel today. This year we slay the Shana Baba Israel, and you're going to be in free prison. And this is the beginning of the Seder. And with your permission, I would like to skip. This is page is called Tetzvav. This is the second line. This is Agadah Keneged Arba Banim Divra Torah. This is when you read the text in the Torah, you will find the Torah talks for four kinds of children. This is a Chat Chacham. What it means is like this. A person was granted with a very smart boy. Okay? Echad Rasha, Chat Shalom is the son Rasha. Echad Ham, and another is another kind of a child. His Ham is Naim. Echad Shinid Alishol is the last one, number four, that he doesn't know even how to ask. I don't know if I'll get to it tonight. But you know, if you want so-called to have kinds of children, there must be much many more kinds. You can always say, it's Hef Chacham, it's Kotter of Chacham, it's the Kotter of Rasha. The Agadah said again, it's not the Agadah, it's the Gemara. That says in the Torah you'll find that the Torah will talk about those kinds of children, the Torah. It says in the Torah, it says the Apsukim, there are similar Apsukim, some of them in Parashat Bo, some of them in Sefer Dvarim, that the Torah talks, what's going to be if your son asks you something, or you have to tell your son something. So comes the Agadah again, says the Gemara, this is the Chachama Womer. And that's again, this is a sentence that's in the Torah. It says, smart boy. What does it say? It says like this. מה יודע בחוקים משפטים של דבר השם אלוקינו אתכם? It says, if you have a smart boy, before Pesach, he asks you like this. It says, my daughter. It says, what is the Lord? החוקים. What does the Lord without a reason? למשפטים. What is the command? That הקדוש ברוך הוא commanded us. It means like this. If you have a smart boy, the Torah puts so-called the question in the mouth of the smart boy, and this smart boy is going to ask you, I would like to know the laws and all the details about Pesach. It's very strange that the smart boy is going to come and ask you, listen, I want to know all the details. I don't know. I met a lot of smart boys. I never heard somebody's going to come to you and says, listen, I would like to know all the details of all the halachot, all the laws. You know, he wants to know the story maybe, but he doesn't want to know all the laws. It says, Agadah Avata Emolo Kilchot HaPesach. It says, you should tell him the halacha. What's the halacha? En Naftelin Achara Pesach HaFikoman. It says, you should know this special halacha. What's the special halacha? The time of Beit HaMikdash was the sacrifice of Pesach. The halacha is that the last piece or the last food that you should eat at the middle of the night of Pesach is going to be a piece of the sacrifice that you sacrifice for Pesach. It means you used to take a sheep, you used to slaughter the sheep, you used to roast the sheep, and after the roast of the sheep, that's when everybody took a piece. You have to have at least 27 grams of the meat, it's called Korban Pesach. So you had a meal, you ate everything. You ate everything, after you finished everything. So you finished the meal, I said, what you got to do now? I said, before you say Birkat HaMazon, you have to take a piece of meat. This is part of the sacrifice of Pesach, you have to eat it. You cannot have anything afterwards. Maybe tea without sugar, it's a question. We, since we don't have sacrifice of Pesach, so we eat so-called the piece of matzah, it's called like a koman. This is again the last piece at the meal. After you finish eating everything, you take a piece of matzah, you say this is like a koman. This is a tremendous energy, it's tremendous power. I believe I spoke about this before. you should keep it in your wallet, a piece of that will come, and before you eat the whole thing, you should keep it in your wallet. This is a something that can save a person. I know people were in jail. They sent them a piece of a command. During the year, they were released from jail. I know somebody was in Turkey in jail. I found the guy. And I don't know, he was caught, but he really didn't do anything. They couldn't get him out. Somebody sent him a piece of a command, got out immediately. Tremendous peace, a tremendous power. I said, the Chacham, he asks you a question. He asks you, what are all the laws and everything? So you tell him, listen, what you have to know is, the last piece of the meal is of a common. He says, what do you mean? What is, tell him all the halachot. The Haggadah should say, you tell him, you teach him everything, you teach him everything. But this is nothing to do with, this is what you have to tell him. Some Chachamim, they want to offer, it means you tell him everything, and this is the last thing. It's not necessary to say that. Who cares about it? He says, listen, he wants to know the halachot. The Torah should say, listen, teach him all the halachot. Instead, the Haggadah said, he wants to know all the laws, so tell him, the last piece of food, the last piece that you're going to stick in your mouth, after Leila Seder, is after he can't have anything else, that's afikoman. What afikoman means, in time of the Gemara, in time of the Beit HaMikdash, was a piece of meat from the sacrifice of Pesach, and now time is a piece of matzah. So this is what's so important about it. What's so important to say in this halacha, and that's the only halacha, sounds like that you answer him. What do you mean, sir? If you turn the page with your permission, I will not speak about the Russia tonight, maybe Monday. So the next one is like this, page Yudchet. It says, somebody that does not know how to act, Tzachlo. You should open up, you should talk to him. Shenemar, Bigatel Vincha Bayom Olemot, it's a special mitzvah to go to teach your child. It says, Bavu Ze, Asa Hashem Yom Mitzrayim. Means like this, because of this, Hashem did to me in Egypt. Comes the Gemara and says, what do you mean, because of that? What's that? I said, you have to point with your finger. What is that? He said, because of that. So what is this? He said, in our time is a Matzah Maror. Matzah Maror. He said, Matzah Maror. He said, you say like this, you see, my son, you know, he doesn't ask me anything. So you have to open up and you have to tell him, listen, you will see this Matzah Maror. Because of this, Hashem did to me in Egypt. But it's upside down now. He says, somebody's going to ask us, why do you eat matzah? He says, you know, we came out of Egypt, so Hashem told us to eat matzah. He says, why do you eat maror? Because something happened. He says, no. You know what? He says, it's the opposite. He says, you came out of Egypt because of this. I came out of Egypt because of this? Because of the matzah? Because the matzah came out of Egypt? He says, Baruch Ze, translation of the sentence. Because of this, Atah Shemim Tzvim Tzvayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it to me when I came out. It's not true. I came out of Egypt. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you know, to memorize certain things, I should have Matzah, I have Maror. The Haggadah said, no. You tell the son the opposite. Because of this, I came out of Egypt. Because he came out of Egypt. This is Haggadah, the next page you take, Yachol Mor Chodesh. Maybe you should start teach your son from Rosh Chodesh already about Pesach. Says the Haggadah, no. Talmud Lamar, Bayom Ahu. Tzegimara says, no. It says that day. It says that day you should tell your son. It says which day? Maybe we know we have to do it while it's daytime, before the night of the Seder. Talmud Lamar says, Tzegimara, no, Bahu Zeh. Here, Bahu Zeh. I said, what Bahu Zeh? Bahu Zeh lo amarti ela b'sha'a shematzah u'maror munachim lefanecha. Now, time. He says, you should know, the Haggadah is only a mitzvah. To speak about Pesach is only in the time there is matzah maror in front of you. By the way, the Gaon Mevilna said there is a custom in some part of Am Yisrael, Shabbat HaGadol, in the afternoon, to say Haggadah. The Gaon Mevilna said, look, it is Haggadah, you don't have to say. Don't say that. Don't say nothing. It is when do you obligated to talk about Pesach when you have on the table matzah maror? What does it do with anything? And if I don't have matzah maror, I can't talk about Pesach. Don't talk about it. What do you mean don't talk about it? Why not? Hashem should have given us this mitzvah to talk about coming out of Egypt the day before Pesach. Who cares? We need to have matzah on the table. Shetagadayeh. Ba'avuzeh. Ba'avuzeh means the same day, the same thing that we said now to the boy. It doesn't know how to ask. He tells the boy, listen, you see this? You see the matzah, you see the maror. He said, what does it do with matzah maror? If I don't have matzah maror, somebody is, he doesn't have matzah maror. He says, he's got stuck someplace. So he doesn't say Haggadah. It sounds on the Haggadah. You know, you have to have it on the table. Why have to have it on the table? Hashem made me a miracle. Hashem took me out of Egypt. I will talk about it. He says, no. You need to have on the table matzah maror when you say the Haggadah. Why? Why have to say that? So if you see, with your permission, this is chapter Nun Aleph. This is the Mishnah. This is the Mishnah in Masech Pesachim. It's Rabban Gamliel Haya Omer. Rabban Gamliel is to say that it's Halach and Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam. Many ladies obligated to say those sentences. And he says, if you're not going to say those sentences, call me Shalom, Shoshav, and I'm going to pass on to the Chavato. He says, if you did not say those sentences, Rishonim say what it means like this. You fix your house, you clean your house, you bought the best matzah. Today I think it's $20 a pound you pay. $20 a pound. You paid everything's perfect. You sit on the table. You did not say that statement. Forget about everything else you said. You said the whole Haggadah, everything. Says the Halacha, Rabbi Gamliel said, if you're not going to say that statement, lo yatzei ide chobato. So machloket harishonim, what it means, you did not do the obligation. To chachamim ofer, what it means is, you ate the matzah for nothing. You ate the maror for nothing. In time of Beit Hamikdash, you ate the sacrifice of the Pesach for nothing. He says, before you eat it, you must say that statement. And there's no excuse. You know, you've missed it. You forgot to say it. You went outside. Your wife was busy in the kitchen. You're very hungry. You skip the page. The whole Nerasuga called Balash. For nothing. For nothing. So what's important about it is you have to say this. So you have to say those three words. Pesach, Matzah, Maror. I said Pesach refers so-called the sheep and the goat that people used to bring in Beit HaMikdash, Matzah, Maror. You have to say that. And if you don't find it, any other mitzvah that you got to say before. Before you put talit, before you shit lulav, before you blow shofar, you have to say, I'm going to blow shofar because... You have to say nothing. You have to say nothing. There's no mitzvah that you have to announce before you do the mitzvah, that I'm going to do the mitzvah, and the reason for the mitzvah. Here Rabbi Gamliel says, this you should know, this halacha, that if you skip that page, that paragraph, the whole Melatida was for nothing. So what you got to say? Like you say, Pesach Matzah Maror. It's like this. Pesach Shia Watsun Yochum Bizman Shvet Yochum Tashay Koyav. It says, you know, the sacrifice of Pesach, it's the sheep and the goat that our fathers used to eat down with the Migdash. Ashuma. Why? Ashum Shepasach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al-Batim Nitzayim Mitzrayim. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu skipped on the houses in Egypt. שנאמר ואמרתם זבח פסח הוא להשם אשר פסח על בתי ישראל ומצרים ודוחים מצרים ומתבטא יציב על כל המשטח הבו. You have to say that. You have to say before you going to eat the deal, you have to say that. Even though in our time there is no sacrifice of Pesach, you have to say, listen, I want to explain to you something. Tamar Beit HaMikdash used to be a sacrifice of Pesach, and it's a sacrifice. I said, excuse me sir, right now there's no Beit HaMikdash. What do you have to say that? Tamar Beit HaMikdash also did a lot of things. But you have to say that. And then he can tell me, listen, if the Talmud of Beit HaMikdash, Rabbi Gamliel wants us to say, why are we having Pesach? I don't know why yet. Soon we'll know why. So that makes sense, you know? But I don't have to say in our time, that for 2,000 years we don't have Beit HaMikdash. I says, you know what? I want to tell you something. Used to be a sacrifice of Pesach that our fathers used to eat. And the reason for that is because Pesach comes from the word jumping. Skipping, HaKadosh Baruch Hu skipped on the houses. He says, okay, I understand, very nice. I said, what happened if I didn't say that? Didn't say it, didn't do nothing in the whole Seder. What do you mean I didn't do? What do you mean I didn't do? He says, that's the past tense. I mean, hopefully we have Beit HaMikdash this year, we'll have it again, I mean. But in the meantime, I don't have it. So why I have to say that? What happened? What I have to say what happened? It's so crucial I got to say what it is. I said, I need to say the matzah, I'm going to eat matzah soon. This is why I'm eating matzah. Again, you don't have it in any other mitzvah in the Torah that you have to say a sentence and you have to say the reason why you're going to do the mitzvah. Here, Rabbi Gamliel Talacha says you must say that. If you didn't say that, you didn't do the mitzvah. He says, what is this? I said, somebody is going to ask you, what are you going to do? I said, I'm going to have matzah. He says, why are you going to have matzah? So comes the Agada, again, it's a Mishnah. That's a Gemara. It says, this, you have to know it. He says, let us say you're going to have matzah. Somebody's going to say, why you have matzah? Says, the Agada says, Ashur shalo yisfik betekam shal abotinu lachmit ha-shad shenigla le melech ma'achem ha-chem ha-kadosh baruch hu galam yam. Means like this. שנאמר, תעיפו את הבתק אשר הוציאו ממצרים ומגועות מצות כלא חמץ, כי גורשו ממצרים ולכו להתמלא וגם זה לא עשו להם. It means the opposite what people think. A person thinks that the reason he eats matzah is because his grandfather ate matzah in Egypt. No. Says the Agada, no. That's not why Hashem told you to have matzah. Hashem told you to have matzah for another reason. What is the reason? Actually, when we left Egypt already, and it was in the morning already, we had leftover dough, and we took the leftover dough, and we put the leftover dough on our heads, and the sun baked it, and it never rose, never became chametz, and said matzah, and that thing, that dough that I took out of Egypt, as the leftover dough, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made matzah on my head, and I ate from it 1 month. So in 60 or 61 meals, I'm Israel had until a month later, we had food. They said, what did you eat? We're talking about millions of people came out of Egypt. So what did you eat? Well, I ate leftover dough, that the dough was baked on my head by the sun, and this became matzah, and this is why I eat matzah the night of Pesach. So you have to say that, you have to know it. So when you can eat matzah, another seder, so don't say, why eat matzah? He says, I eat matzah, not because I eat matzah in Egypt, it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the leftover dough that I took out of Egypt, and the following morning, after I left already, and I had the dough, and what shall I do with the dough? I put it on my head. I put it on my head, and now, you know, I had too many things in my hand to carry. My bank check, my credit card, whatever. And now I left and I put it over my head, and the dough, so-called, was baked by the sun. Very, very strange. Very strange. I said, not only it was baked by the sun, it was baked so quickly that the dough became matzah. Now, how much do I have? How much do I have on my head? On my head? It doesn't matter how much. Whatever I had on my head was sufficient for the next 30 days for food. It's very strange. And that's why I eat matzah at night. So maybe I should eat matzah in the daytime. This was the following day. I said that I have to eat matzah at night because something happened to my great-grandfather in the daytime after I left Egypt. Very strange. So if you don't say that, if you don't think about it, you don't say it, you didn't do the mitzvah. Maror de shan ochli marashum marash avayit maror because the Hashem shemimua mitri mitchayavati v'mitraim. This is very strange, very strange. Can you imagine you have to celebrate? To celebrate, you have a celebration. Maybe the biggest holiday. You came out of Egypt. And there's a celebration. Yeah, you know, became a free nation. So the day that you celebrate so-called the freedom and the Exodus coming out of Egypt, you have to take something bitter, put it in your mouth. It says, listen, you should feel some bitterness. It says, why some bitterness? It says, you know, because we prior me, living in Egypt, had a hard time. The Egyptians gave me a hard time. Okay, Baruch Hashem, thank God, I don't have a time. Baruch Hashem, you know, I'm here, I'm alive. So, I never had such a thing in my life that you have in a celebration to have some kind of agony in the celebration, in the same moment that I celebrate, that I sit down and I have to lean on my left side, that shows freedom, and I have matzah shows that, you know, that I'm out, and then I have the Korban Pesach in front of the Tamidash, and then I had a piece of meat, and said, it's Yeshua, Kadosh Baruch Hu, keep in the houses, and by the way, comes in the Gemara, says, and that's the Hillel, but say later, and says, Kach Hayah, and say Hillel, it's the Hillel used to take, in our language we call a sandwich. And I correct matzah maror. And I used to take a piece of matzah and a maror and together a piece of meat and eat it together. I says, what do you have to eat together? I don't understand. I said, you have to eat so-called inside your mouth something very sweet, what we call chocolate pie, and together with this you eat something very bitter. I said, what kind of idea is this? I said, besides, it doesn't make sense. If that thing shows freedom and that thing shows tragedy, I said, I have to eat it together. Forget about it together, even if you don't eat it together, in the same night. Comes down here, says the following. No. 2 weeks ago, Parashat Kitisar, we did the golden calf. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, Chatzah Shalom, he wants to destroy all of Israel. Destroy all of Israel. So Moshe says, Vayichal Moshe Pnei Hashem Elokav, Moshe prays. Zechor l'Avraham l'Yitzchak u'l'Yisrael avadecha. Moshe said, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please. Remember, we like to remember the grandfather of that nation 400 years ago was Abraham Avinu, Yitzchak Avinu, Yaakov Avinu. So, what do you mean? Can you imagine, Chas Shalom, they catch somebody, the team of this is, a criminal. You bring him to the judge. I says, judge, I says, yeah, what can you do? What do you want to say? He says, you know, this criminal 400 years ago had a great rabbi. So, what do you say? It's nothing. So, what do you say? It was rabbi. So, the judge will listen. If I would be the judge, I would say the opposite. Shame on you. He is such a great, great grandfather, and he is a murderer. Shame on you. I said, you can't expect any judge, so-called, to weigh the punishment, because the man 400 years ago had a grandfather. If you tell me the grandfather is still alive, it's only, you know, he's still here. Let's say, I don't know what it means exactly, but I don't think anybody, any judge, is going to waive a punishment because somebody is a grandfather. And especially a grandfather 400 years ago, Abraham Avinu, means nothing. Not only that, Moshe in his statement to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we are so-called She'ores. What we call in America a stubborn mule. Stubborn. Very stubborn. It's a, what do you say? What do you say? Here's the idea of the following. You should know, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, remember Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, he tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu another statement, says the Gemara. He says to Hashem, listen, if, because they did the golden calf, they deserve the death penalty, but the death penalty should be by Chas Shalom burn Olam Yisrael. Remember Avraham Avinu, and he was once in the fire already. So, what does it mean? So my grandfather was in the chambers. My grandfather was in a fire. So, and he came outside. So therefore, so this grandson, after 400 years, if he deserves to get burned, he said, don't burn him. Why don't burn him? Because his great-grandfather, he was in the fire. Abraham Avinu was in the fire. So what? That's not the answer. Says the Gemara, Moshe Rabbeinu told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if Chas Shalom, the gezerah, there's a punishment because the golden calf is so-called herek, that he should chop the head off with a knife, please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, remember, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Abraham was ready, so-called, to call it Chokhavim. And if the punishment is exile, remember Yaakov went to exile. Says, excuse me, the whole thing, it doesn't make sense that you can get out of punishment. So can you imagine, you go in front of the judge, and they say the punishment, you deserve a punishment. They say, listen, his great-grandfather already 400 years ago had something similar. So can you remember the merit, the zchut of the grandfather? Says, what has to do with anything? Now he says, what it means is like this. It says, Moshe told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to explain this something. It says, the goal and the text, the test, and the behavior of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, the genes of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov are so strong, they're penetrated in this system. So each of us carry the genes of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And this is really what we say in Shmoneh Esrei. We say in Shmoneh Esrei, before we have all our prayers in Shmoneh Esrei, he says, we say, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, Elokeinu, Elokei Avotenu. He says, God Almighty, the God of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. He says, What do you think it? It has nothing to do with them. So because he's a grandfather, 3,000 years ago, so what do you think? HaKadosh Baruch Hu will grant you something? I said, you need Parnassah, you need Parnassah Shlema. He said, okay, I think about the grace of Abraham. So what? Big deal, so what? So he says, no, the Kavanah is different. It's the same Kavanah Moshe Rabbeinu had. He said, the Kavanah is like this. The way Abraham Avinu behaved, I have the same energy inside me. So as the grandson of Abraham Avinu, I can accomplish something the way Abraham Avinu accomplished. I could accomplish whatever Yitzchak Avinu was able to accomplish. I can accomplish whatever Yaakov Avinu was accomplished. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu says. He said, we am sure of his sovereign. So stubbornness is depends how you take it. It's a stubbornness in a way sometimes, it's a very good thing. It means you stick to your mission. You stick to the mission, and so the mission is going to be accomplished. I said, Moshe said, listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, the other mission of Avraham Avinu and Yaakov. Avraham Avinu and Yaakov spreaded all around the world, Hashem. It says, they did certain things for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no one else said. I said, the Gemara says, Ratzu Lefanai Kesusim. The Gemara said that Avraham Avinu and Yaakov ran in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so-called, to spread Hashem's name all around the world. They ran like horses. Avraham Ivri says the Gemara, Avraham is called Ivri, says Avraham Ever Yarden, Ever Anahar. So the Gemara says, you know Avraham is from one side of the river, the whole world is against Avraham Avinu. One, Echad Avraham. It says the whole world against him. Fighting the world goes against the stream. Said that you should know, this is the secret. The Kadosh Baruch Hu in the Torah says, somebody's going to ask us, why you came out of Egypt? The Kadosh Baruch Hu redeemed me. He says, the Kadosh Baruch Hu redeemed you, why? He says, the Torah. The Kadosh Baruch Hu redeemed us because of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. He says, not because we deserved it. He says, because we screamed. By Kohen Briti says, the Torah, the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I remember my treaty with Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So don't think for a moment that the Torah says in the Gemara that you went out of Egypt because you have some kind of merit. Hashem took you. No. Hashem took you because of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. Those are so-called the Avot. They took you out of Israel. Now this is that if you know exactly what happened, you understand now the whole Haggadah. What's the content of the Haggadah? The content of the Haggadah, says the Gemara, says the Zohar, this is the night of redemption. And that night, the night of Pesach, through the years, on the night of Pesach happened a lot of things to Am Yisrael. For example, of course, we know we got out of Egypt the night of Pesach. We also do know that Sanhedrin Melech Ashur came and made a decision in Yerushalayim after he was able, so-called, to exile the 10 tribes behind Sambatyon. By the way, if you want to go to find them, I have some information I'd like to share with you. This is in around Tibet. Around Tibet, you know, a few people arrived from there. Somebody arrived 150 years ago from there to Europe. The 10 tribes live over there. It's next to China. There's a place over there. It's called Moshe. In Tibet, in China. I said, Sanhedrin took 10 tribes, put them over there. Then he made a decision in Yerushalayim. The night of Pesach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu killed millions of soldiers. Chizkiyahu was the king, they died. The night of Pesach, Daniel was able to escape from the lion. The night of Pesach, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah were able to escape the fire. The night of Pesach, Gideon, after the night, was able to overcome the nation Midian. There's a list of success. This is the night that Paron took Sarah. Maybe it's the same night, but maybe Abimelech took Sarah as well. It is the list of things that happened. It says this is the night that you should expect the Zohar Mashiach. Mashiach can come that night. It says why is it going to come that night? It says this is the night it says Abraham Avinu won the four kings, released Lot from captivity that carries the soul of Mashiach. It says this is the night it's called El Shimurim. Hashem expects on that night to have redemption. That night the Zohar says, Eliyahu Navi is supposed to arrive with Mashiach. This is the night. And there's a preparation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you exactly, you have to understand why Mashiach is going to come, why you're going to have redemption. It's not the Haggadah. The Haggadah is just a preparation for a so-called punchline. So I'll tell you what. The Haggadah starts in Aramaic. This is the language really that Abraham Avinu spoke. Abraham Avinu spoke Aramaic. That's how they speak in Iraq, in Kurd, in Ur, they speak today also, Aramaic, they speak Aramaic. And before you open the statement, the Haggadah, you say like this. It says, Halachman, you see this bread. It says, this bread that my father ate in Egypt. He says, what do you mean your father ate in Egypt? He says, I tell you what it means. Matzah, you have so-called to bake it. You bake in a fire. You bake in a fire. It says, this is to remind you about Avraham Avinu. And that's really the first time that we find in the Torah so-called the concept of matzah. Is if you remember Parashat Vayom, the three angels came to Avraham Avinu after the third day of Brit Milah. It says he told Sarah, go make for them ugot. It says the Gemara, ugot matot kulo chametz, was the day before Pesach. Avraham, it was after the hour, it's already toward so-called midday. It says Avraham tells Sarah, let's go make matzah. It says Pesach is coming. And so what is the concept? It says the Gemara, you know, Avraham Avinu knew everything, transferred it to his son Yitzchak. And you know this is the night of Pesach, so Avraham is busy. He says, "Well, you busy?" It goes to Sarah, "To go back for the matzah." He says, "Matzah, you have to bake in a fire." It says, "So-called the symbol of fire is Avraham Avinu. He was escaped from a fire." And Yitzchak Avinu, if you remember Parashat Tolot, he wants to give a bracha to Esav. Says the Rabbi Kamenetz, "Yes, says the Zohar, this was the night of Pesach also." He tells Esav, "Go, bring me some meat." If you remember, Rivka called Yaakov and told Yaakov, you know, go get me two little goats. So the Gemara, where are two little goats? So the Gemara, for Pesach. So again, Yitzchak is busy with a goat, with the meat, slaughtering it. So this is called Akedat Yitzchak. So Yitzchak is busy, so-called, with the animal. Avraham was busy with the matzah. Yaakov Avinu, so the Gemara, is in exile. It's called the bitterness. Galut Hamarat, it's called, says Navi. It says, on the night of Pesach, you have to have in mind one thing. It says, I'm going to have matzah, I'm going to have maror, I'm going to have a davin d'shaskam, I'm going to have a goat, a piece of meat. It says, because the matzah resembles Avraham Avinu, the goat or the sheep resembles Yitzchak Avinu, and the maror resembled Yaakov Avinu. This is what Rabban Gamliel said, listen, you have to have this in mind. If somebody is going to ask you, excuse me, why you have Matan Pesach? He says, I tell you, I have Matan Pesach. After I left Egypt, I took some leftover dough. You know, amazing, the sun baked it in my head. It says it did not become Hamet. You know, became Matzah. He says, what does it mean? Says, you know what it means? It means the Shekhinah is here. He says, who is the first one that brought the Shekhinah back to the universe? Avraham Avinu. He says, the Matzah is the school of Avraham Avinu. So I mean, you got to have it in your head. He says, you have Matzah on the table. This is to resemble Avraham. That's called Ba'avu Zeh. It's on the table. You point the Matzah. He says, this is Matzah. He says, what do you have to have in mind? He says, the first time that we find Matzah in the Torah is Avraham Avinu. He says, Avraham Avinu made Matzot. Sarah made Matzot for the guests. He says, for the guests. Aha, and the sender. So that's how the opening statement. Listen. Halach ma'anya. He says, this is the bread that my father ate in Egypt. He says, why? You know why they ate in Egypt? Because they ate matzah in Egypt, not because the Egyptian gave them matzah. He says, because they wanted to have matzah. He says, why did they have matzah? Because Avraham was the first one who was told he's going to exile. And Avraham is the first one that knew that we're going to have matzah. He says, matzah is a sign of Avraham Avinu, sign of redemption. Said that hope the whole time, I need to have matzah, I had matzah. Now they said, let me tell you something. I have to behave like Avraham Avinu. What does Avraham Avinu do? Constantly invite guests. He says, okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen. I want to tell you something. I want to go on the path of my grandfather. He says, you know what my grandfather did? My grandfather invited guests. I'm ready to do the same thing. Of course I'm in the house. Of course the door's closed. But I tell a Kaddish Baruch Hu statement. Kol dichini tel yochal. Whoever wants to eat, let him come. He says, my grandfather used to do it. What it means is that I imitate my grandfather. What it means is that Moshe told a Kaddish Baruch Hu, leave them alone. Don't Chas Shalom kill them. Because if you leave them alone, it is Zulak Avraham Avinu. He says, so you know that's the best and the most powerful thing in your life you can do for Hashem is to bring people back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, how does the Zohar know it? I said, this is what Avraham did. And the whole power of Avraham Avinu was that he brought people. By the way, if you remember, the Gemara says that one time Avraham Avinu so-called let go of some people after the war with the king of Zom, he gave him some people. Akadosh Baruch Hu was very upset with Avraham Avinu. Here, you know, we bring people back. He said, listen, you want to eat? Come and eat with me. He said, again, I'm in the house, I understand I'm in the house. But I tell it to Akadosh Baruch Hu. I want to be like my grandfather. For this, Akadosh Baruch Hu will let you leave. So listen, call the Sikhet and Bifsach. I said, let me tell you something. If somebody needs the Korban Pesach, I'm ready to share it with him. Of course, he has to be nominated before. But what it means is, I'm on the path of Yitzchak Avinu. And that's what Haggadah says. The opening statement of Haggadah is in Aramaic, because Avraham Avinu spoke Aramaic. And it says Avraham Avinu is so-called the first cause of redemption. As this you should know before you start to say the whole Haggadah, is that you have one purpose over here. And the purpose is so-called to believe the merit of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov is the merit that took us out of Egypt. That's the merit that can save you. That's the Kavanah, he says. When you start Shmoneh, so you pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. He says, what do you try to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? God Almighty, you the God of Abraham. So what are you trying to say? Because you are his grandson? He says, yes. If I am his grandson, I carry the genes of Abraham. So what it means is not because it's my grandfather, therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have mercy on me, or therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu will grant me things. What it means is, listen, I'm a grandson of Abraham, I want to do what Abraham did. I want to do what Yitzchak did. I want to do what Yaakov did. He says, this is Pesach Matamao. Pesach is Bizichut Abraham. Matah Bizichut Abraham. Pesach Bizichut Yitzchak, because Yitzchak was ready to give his life for Kadosh Baruch Hu. And Yaakov went to exile. And says, this is called the Maro. And that's what Hillel, Rabotai, that's what the Arif says, that Hillel is to take all three of them together. He says it's not to remember the bitterness. The bitterness resembled Yaakov Avinu, the exile. Since a person has to feel, on El Seder, he is in exile. He says it doesn't matter if he lives in Israel. It doesn't matter if he lives in Israel. Avraham Avinu was told by Kadosh Baruch Hu, let his children will go to exile, Yitzchak never went to exile. He says, because he felt in Israel that he's in exile. Because in exile, he's not in Gan Eden. He says, you don't have so-called Bet HaMikdash, you're in exile. He says, it doesn't matter where you live today. He says, if you're in Israel, you say the statement, Israel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm not here. I'm not, where are you? I'm in exile. You can live in Yerushalayim, you're in exile. You look at the Arabs, they live over there, they do whatever they want on the place of Bet HaMikdash, you can do nothing. That's the biggest exile they can have. I said the whole punchline of Leila Seder is to get ready for redemption on midnight. And that's the secret of Afikoman. Afikoman is the last piece that you have at the meal, that you have a piece of the sacrifice. Since the Gemara, you should know, Mashiach really will come with the merit of Yitzchak. And I said, even though that Abraham started so-called the redemption, but really, Mashiach, says the Gemara, will come with Chut Yitzchak Avinu. The Gemara says, you know what? The last piece of the meal, you have to command. What does he command? He says, Chacham, our woman, listen. Chacham, he wants to know all the laws. He wants to know all the laws. He says, listen, forget about the laws. You have to know what the goal of Leila Seder. He says, you clean the house, you prepare everything. Everything is 100% kosher for Pesach. It is perfect. He says, what's the purpose of this night? What does Hashem want from you that night? Hashem wants me to talk about it, and Hashem wants you what? Hashem doesn't care less if you speak about it, if he eats matah. No. It says the matah and the maro and the korban pesach, in Talmud HaMikdash, is only to remind you what you got to do in life. What you got to do in life is what Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov did. It is to spread so-called Hashem's name. It's called Gadal Vitzchadeh Hashem Ramah. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name should be the biggest. It says, that's the power of the Kaddish, says in Zohar. It is to spread. It says, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects him on El Seder. And that's what the Haggadah says, Ba'avuz. It says this, you see, don't think that you eat matah is because we came out of Egypt. No. You eat matah because is Avraham Avinu. He says, you eat the maror is because Yaakov Avinu. He says, you tell the guy, your boy, he says, what is this? They tell him one thing. You see this matzah, you see this maror. He says, Ba'avuz, because of this I came out of Egypt. Before, because of this you came out of Egypt? Yeah, because of this. Because the matter resembled Avraham Avinu, and the Mao resembled Yaakov Avinu, and Yaakov, you have to say the Zechut of Yaakov. We don't have a Tamidash. But you got to say that. Listen, we don't have a Tamidash, what's called Man Pesach, what's taken out of Pesach? And they ate the Pesach. It is because Hashem skipped on the houses. He said, why is Hashem skipped on the houses? It's called Bizchut Yaakov Avinu. He says, why you suffered so much? He says, suffered so much because you have to feel you in exile. Says the Gemara, Yaakov Hashem B'Shalva. Yaakov one day said he wants to take it easy. Hashem said, you won't take it easy? Not in this world. He says, over here you have to spread Hashem's name. You have to do Kiddush Hashem. He says, that's the goal. He says, with this, redemption will come. So the whole idea of the Leil HaSeder, says Ari, is the Afik Koman. He says, don't eat too much on Leil HaSeder. Leave the good food for the next morning. He says, Leil HaSeder, you have to concentrate on those three things. Haggadah Shel Pesach, he says, you have to say the whole thing. Say, what do you say? I said, only when you have on the table the Matzah V'Maror. Because it means there's a chot of redemption. Why we came out of Egypt? Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved Chizkiyahu? Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved Daniel? Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved Hananiah Mishael V'Azariah? Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu did all these miracles? This is because of Amitzchak and Yaakov. He says, this is so-called the idea of Leil HaSeder. It's not, you know, I have to read it because Hashem wants me to remember. Hashem doesn't care less if you remember. This is a privilege. That's for our benefit that Hashem sees us. So when Hashem sees us, that we do, says the Zohar, Hashem calls all the angels and says, look what you're doing. He says, what do you do? What you do is remind yourself what you got to do. Don't remind the Kadosh Baruch Hu. You have to tell yourself, as Moshe Rabbeinu told the Kadosh Baruch Hu, I guarantee you, don't kill them. If you let them leave, they are unsure of the very stubborn people. He says, they're stubborn, it means they're going to go on the path of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. So the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, you're right, Moshe Rabbeinu, I leave them. It's obligation. It's on Shmoneh Esrei, it says the same thing. Before you pray and you ask the Kadosh Baruch Hu for certain things on Shmoneh Esrei, you have to say, okay, Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, Kadosh Baruch Hu, listen, my grandfather was Avraham, but what are you trying to say? It's because your grandfather was Avraham, and you get off the hook? No. Because your grandfather was Avraham, it says, I carry the genes of Avraham. I'll do what Avraham did. Same thing. It's the Pesach, and it says, this is Bezchut, it says the Gemara, Bezchut Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, we got out of Egypt. It says, Bezchut Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, Mashiach will come. It says, the whole goal of Leil HaSeder, it says, Ari, don't talk too much, don't eat too much, have this in mind. It says, wait for midnight, says the Zohar, hopefully you hear the Shofar, Mashiach will come, Baba Melone. Next week is Monday. Next week we're going to have a show Monday night. Thank you.